It's the 54th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Woo! SakuraCon photo shoots for us are pretty much sold out.
Right. There's one slot.
There's one spot, currently. And it's Sunday at 6 p.m., so I doubt anybody is really going to take that up. There hasn't been any interest in it.
Why so pessimistic? Just like, if you're interested in shooting with us, we still have.
But it's open. I was just saying. It's pretty much full.
Right. So if you're still interested in the shoots, though, keep an eye on the website. People do cancel. So
I would probably make an announcement on one of our social medias that, like, hey, we have a spot. Quick, go, go, go. It sold out in like 48 hours, though.
Yes. We had people contacting us before it was even open. So
yeah. But none of the people that I contacted before it was open
followed up.
So
happens.
Yep. But there's that.
Yes.
Yay.
Are you going to SakuraCon?
I don't know. I'm having a real bummed out year.
Bummed out year?
I don't know what's going on.
That sounds like a Judy Moody book. Judy Moody and the Bummed Out Year.
Bye, Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. I might just go to
stare at people.
To be there.
Mm. I totally thought Emerald City Comic Con was the weekend after, but it's 2 weekends after, which has not been the case for many years. So
yeah, usually it's like bam, bam.
Usually it's back to back, yeah. So I don't mind, though. Gives us a break. We'll have photo shoots open for Emerald City. Not as many spots open, but we'll have some open, and those will open in about 2 weeks. So,
in 2 weeks?
Like 10 days. I don't know.
Yes.
I'll make an announcement. Don't worry about it.
We'll post on something about it.
Yeah. You won't miss it. Go, Kevin. You're the one with the shaboodles to talk about this week.
The shaboodles.
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring it up. So, there is a court case happening right now between Varsity Cheerleading, which is a company that currently manages all of the...
They basically make, like, your high school's tassels and high school rings.
Right.
They're, the brand that makes everything.
And mostly the cheerleading outfits. And if you compete professionally... I mean, not professionally, I guess, at a high school, college level.
Semi-professionally.
Yeah. Semi-professionally in the cheerleading competitions, they're the ones that manage and do all of the competitions. And part of the requirement is you have to wear their branded
outfits.
So they are in a lawsuit against another cheerleading outfit company over the copyrights of the design of the outfits. So right now, you know... this is a big convoluted way
it's
of
very
being.
Long. Do you want me to sum it up for you?
Is someone fighting over pleated skirts?
No.
Well, yes. Yes and no. So,
technically.
Because I invented those. And I win.
So basically, long story short, if you're thinking, what the fuck does cheerleading have to do with cosplay? It's basically saying there's an art,
you can't make your own cheerleader cosplay. You have to buy it.
From Varsity.
From Varsity.
When you create something like fashion or art, you know, the fabric necessarily isn't, plain fabric isn't copywritten.
Right.
It's the shape.
The design.
The design you make it that's technically copywritten, a very specific design.
Right.
So that's why the cheerleader, so that's what's going on. So if it rules in favor of this company.
Right.
It could affect cosplay.
As in terms of, yes, the design of your cosplay is then now copywritten, and that you cannot in turn reproduce that piece of clothing.
Can I interject?
Yes.
I'm totally lost. What?
Okay, so, yeah, I know, this is really convoluted.
I feel like you guys switched trains really fast at the station. Okay, we got two companies fighting over cheerleading.
It's because of the cheerleading thing that it could affect all these things, and one of the sub... things it could affect is cosplay.
Because of the shape of the garment?
Exactly.
Because of... It's a Supreme Court ruling. So if they ruled that, it would cover everything under design. And technically, Marvel or like or whatever, Captain America, that's a design. And so if you replicate it and make a profit off of you replicating it, you might get a lawsuit against
you. I thought that already wasn't allowed.
Well, I think so. Let's back up here. Captain America is very specific. So if you use
I was trying to make it more clear.
The design of his outfit.
So he's American.
Let's say
Hello Kitty.
Someone less. What does Thor? Haley dress up as all the time?
Oh, Sailor Moon.
Yes, there we go. Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
So Sailor Moon, you know, it's kind of a generic outfit, right? It's kind of like a schoolgirl-esque outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you make your interpretation of that, but in you drew inspiration that it looks very, very similar to the design of the actual comic, then that your design may fall under the copyright or may be infringing on the copyright of the people that created Sailor Moon. Right now, just, you know, you can make your own copy of it because it's your artful interpretation of what their art was. You're not, you know, you're not stealing work.
And then basically a child wearing a costume to an event where other people are wearing costumes.
Yes.
So they can't
it's an artful interpretation.
Weird.
Right.
But because of this ruling, it might affect what artful interpretation means.
Right.
I have to read this before I can believe you guys.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what's going on. But pleated skirts are really important. Do they have like a catalog of cheerleading costumes for which you can choose from?
Varsity. That's the brand. Can I give you another example?
Yeah.
You are a t-shirt designer. You're independent. You make a t-shirt with like a heart on it, like a very specifically designed heart.
Yeah.
H&M makes the t-shirt that's pretty much exactly the same. And you're like, hey, you stole that design from me because it's a very specific design, right?
With a heart?
It's a very specially designed heart. Just go with me here, Rebecca. So H&M copies that. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You go to like your lawyer or court or whatever, and you're like, hey, they stole this design from me. And they're like, it's not exactly the same. It's an interpretation of your work, so they can sell it.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court, if the ruling goes through, they would put the ban hammer on H&M and be like, you can't do that. That's copywritten.
By a random person?
By an artist who created that specific work.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it exactly. Seems dumb. It is. It is, and that's why...
It is dumb until you get your shit stolen from you.
Your explanation, I think, is a little bit off, because you're talking about design, and this specific is related to the design of the clothing and pieces. So
it's very complicated. But in the end, I don't think that the companies would go after cosplayers, because it would take a lot of work, and it's not like they would get anything out of it.
This much money.
Yeah.
I'm making zero.
I mean, people were talking about it, they would only go after the people who were like more famous and making profits off of it, but that didn't make sense to me either. Because it's not like, for example, it's not like Yahya Han is necessarily like selling, like making copies of all these costumes and then just selling them.
Cosplay is a particular thing.
Yeah.
It's based off copying a character.
Yeah.
It's not copying a character.
Yeah. Right, but that's all not for monetary gain. I mean, you do it because you enjoy doing it, right? Yaya partially does it for money.
But she just got a W-9. She's got business, right? She paid taxes.
Right, so she's doing it for money, though. So, like, at that point, like, say her League of Legends stuff, League of Legends says, look, you're copying our skin. We deserve money for you wearing... I mean, that's not what's going to happen. I really doubt that's going to happen. But
that's what might.
Like, right. A convention says,
happen.
Here's $1,000, yeah. You come to our convention, you speak on stage for 5 minutes, wear your League of Legends outfit. And the League of Legends can sue her and say, listen, you're using our name, our product, and our design as a promotional piece for that $1,000. We deserve a percentage of that because you're taking our art and wearing it there. I mean, no company would ever do that.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean,
if they did, oh my god, the ripple through the cosplay community would go crazy.
Yeah. But I think there could be, like Holly said, the fallout would be through reselling the stuff. So if someone says, to me, it's like reselling. And I think that already happens right now. Like,
you think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, for the most part, it's going to be people that using the branding. Like, here is like League of Legend character blank's weapon. I sell that. You know, you're using the name of
League of Legends.
You could probably get away with saying like a blood character in League of Legends gun or something like that. But you can't right now legally use the name of a different product or like a brand to sell your product. But yeah, I think they would go after people that make reproductions because right now that's already illegal, I think, to a degree.
I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is.
I don't know if anyone's really gotten like, hey, stop it.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Disney is especially bad with it with the Star Wars stuff. They go after people all the time. But it's really hard to enforce. I mean, like Etsy, like we see all the time people.
Oh, yeah. People like sell like Hello Kitty fabrics that they buy from Joann's. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's not legal. Like it even says on the fabric, like around the edge, like, not for resale, like you, because it has Hello Kitty's like face on it, you know, like Joann's paid.
Well, the fabric company, yeah.
Yeah, the fabric company paid for the rights to Hello Kitty.
And then people are making stuff and then reselling it.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It is. It's very complicated. I mean, the repercussions of this are could be yeah.
Nothing. How much do one of these cheerleader costumes cost?
Oh my God, that's not the point, Kevin. I'm mad at you for even like. Saying that.
God. I'm sorry.
It's a lot. And you have to have
like
multiple.
$200?
Yeah, or more.
And you have to have like multiple.
Oh.
And because they run the competitions, they force you to wear only their stuff. Oh, it's a whole shenoodling. I don't even try to make up a word. You tried a Holly word and it didn't work.
So Rebecca's gonna go buy a varsity cheerleader. If you have one for sale that you've only used once, please contact Rebecca.
My body's regular size.
At Rebecca at EliteCosplay.com. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Does that even work? I don't even think there's that email address.
I think it's fake. All of this is fake. We're not real.
What are we talking about?
I think if you emailed Rebecca at EliteCosplay.com, it like defaults and sends it to info.
Does it really?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think we did like a catch-all that like if you type something wrong.
I don't remember setting this up, but
no, because
I probably...
Remember someone,
email me.
Someone spelled info wrong.
Everybody
and then it got sent to like this like trash pile email.
Mm.
They spelled info like IFNO at EliteCosplay.com.
That's how I spell it.
And we
email
we looked through this email that we don't use to the catch-all, and Kevin's like, oh, these people emailed us like a year ago. We're like, oh, well.
All right, well, I'll double check the settings. I know I can set it up like
there's
that.
There's a catch-all because they typed something wrong, but we still got it. But okay. it was in like some weird folder that we don't look at.
I will double check these settings.
Anyways,
so you can email.
You can technically email Rebecca at leafcosplay.com. Have you ever played? Do you have a ruffle foot on your sewing machine?
I have a ruffle foot.
Okay, I was watching. This is so stupid. I was watching someone just. Sew with a ruffle foot, and it is so satisfying to watch.
Well, yeah, I've never used mine.
What
was the second part of that sentence?
Why not? It was super sad because it kicks
I
the
couldn't figure it out
pushes,
for some reason.
It pushes the fabric underneath.
Yeah, it just
and
ruffles
then,
it, so you don't have to do the whole basting and pulling and snapping the thread and snapping the thread and snapping it. And, oh, geez, you snapped it again.
It was people in the comments were like, my foot
so
doesn't
dramatic.
Work on my machine.
Yeah, because it's like you got fabric with just a little bit of pull in it. Some fabric is super easy. Like,
yeah.
It's slippery, you're like, ah. And others, you know.
Well, like a basic cotton would probably be pretty easy, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's just plain.
Yeah, I feel like anything that's like, it's got a little bit of
shine or something.
Catch.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Like the fibers
pull
catch.
On it. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're snap, snap, snap.
I just watched it for 3 times in a row. I was like, this is like oddly satisfying to watch it go.
Does it kick and then sew it over itself?
Yeah. There's like a foot underneath that like pushes it and then it sews and it pushes it, but it's really fast. It's like wah 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 wah. Yeah. That's how it goes. I don't know. Rebecca's the one that taught me how to do ruffles, actually.
And pleats.
I remember she had to come over to my apartment for a pleat tutorial. Because I was like, I watched YouTube and I still don't fucking get it. And she was like, it's okay, we got this.
Special art.
It is. It is. Special. And I'm glad she showed me, because otherwise I probably just would have.
I'm glad there's a court case about it.
About pleats,
it's
yes.
That important.
It's pleats
to me.
Pleats versus the.
Versus tube skirts.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the ones that just
they have the ones
fold
that are flat.
Over, that just kinda...
Yeah.
But they have a little slit.
Yeah.
If your high school buys those ones, you know they didn't want to put out the extra money for the pleats.
You think those skirts are cheaper than the pleats?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pleats has like four times as much fabric.
That's true.
50 times as much work. It's so much better looking.
There's got to be a machine to make pleats. Like, so you could just like slip it in.
Is there a pleat machine?
There's
got
to be a pleat
machine. Yeah, how do they make it? Do they got little children making their clothes?
No, there's a pleat machine. It's like
a big pleat. Yeah, oh, actually, I've seen that on Project Runway.
What?
Yeah, it's like a wooden thing. My hands are doing like I'm making breakfast.
Making breakfast doing something, to make
and
pleats.
It was really like
dunk, dunk, dunk.
Sharp.
Wow.
Yeah, I imagine there's a machine you can just stick like a bolt of fabric in and it just goes gong, 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 and then
right.
Where's the copyright on that? I want one of those.
There is
that's
a copyright.
A patent, actually,
yeah, there's a patent on the pleat machine.
Well, let's take it from him.
Okay. Rebecca's pleat machine?
I'm all over the place now.
Oh.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Talking about pleats. You keep changing the subject, though.
I know. Well, I was trying to pull it back to what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, wrap it on. Well, we were done with that.
Ruffles. Yeah. Done with ruffles.
What? Pleats. But then pleats reminded me of ruffles, so that's why I got on that conversation.
Oh.
Kevin and I are going to do a presentation at a school next month.
Just going to say that, yeah.
A cosplay workshop.
At a middle school?
A middle school.
Middle school. Come on again?
Oh.
Can I say that out loud?
I don't know.
I can say that. It doesn't matter. It's a public school. There's a poster printed up about what the...
Yeah, in the school, not to the public.
Where's the school located?
Up north.
Oh.
Yeah, we got... I work, for those who don't know, I work part-time at a library, and the teen librarian found out that Kevin and I are in the cosplay world, and she was like, oh my god, everybody loves that, you gotta come do a presentation. So now we're gonna go do that, and I'm kind of scared, actually.
What are you gonna talk about?
We're gonna do a tutorial on craft foam armor.
Oh
yeah,
we'll bring other pieces too. I think we should bring,
we can like make pieces and show them what it feels
3D
like.
Printed one versus
a 3D printed one.
Yeah, I was gonna print a piece of armor. That's the whole reason I got this. Well, one of the five reasons that
to
I got
show
it.
Show middle schoolers. You guys don't have a 3D printer. So you guys don't have anything like this.
Most high schools have 3D printers
now.
Yeah,
a lot of libraries have 3D printers now.
I know.
Does everyone have one?
A lot of people do now. I only paid $350 for that.
Yeah.
And I have this unassembled model of an AT-AT that I have to glue together now.
Right, to glue it together. A lot of them snap in, except for the body bits.
But... Well, there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple. Well, that's because of the precision that I was printing out. I was trying to think of the word I wanted to say. But yes, the precision was a little off, so it's not perfect. It would all snap together. For the most part, if everything were perfect, it would snap together. But,
what is that?
AT-AT from Star Wars?
So you made a Star Wars thing without express permission from Disney?
Exactly.
They bought that for $4.4 billion.
They
did. They want something.
Yeah.
Send them $4.
Stop making stuff for with the little code from the cereal boxes.
Just take a picture of it. $4. Be like, hey, you know what? Let's just.
I'm
be
making
cool
this.
About
I'm just,
this.
Just
all right.
FYI. Personal use.
Exactly. Personal use. I'm not.
Well, it's like
it.
That guy. So. This artist was hired by Disney and created these really good illustrations for the new Star Wars movie. There was like three or four of them, and they were really nice. And they were uploaded online, like really high quality. So this guy metal printed them.
Oh, right.
And hung them up in his house, which I guess is that legal? I guess.
Yes,
it's in your house.
Personal use, I guess.
I mean, but like you didn't pay for the artwork. I don't know. It's
right.
It becomes a, you just screwed over the artist.
You did, yes.
Anyways, so he did that, which, whatever. But then he put them up on, because people on Reddit were like, oh, you should sell these. So he put them up on Etsy. The problem being he didn't create any of that.
Right. He just printed them.
He just printed them out. So they finally were like, dude, you got to take that down because Disney is they're going to come at you.
You're chilling with Disney.
Yeah. And then people were like, I'll message you money if you send it to me and stuff. And it's just like, oh my god, like
that's the world we live in now.
Yup.
Copyright violations, DMCA takedown notices, just everything.
Do you want to go into that sad YouTube kid?
Well, I mean, we can if we want to, but first, before we get sad, We have to talk about our sponsors. This week's episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Amazon.com. You can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon, and that will take you to our affiliate link. Any purchase that you make through that affiliate link gives us a small kickback, and that small kickback helps us make more videos. Doesn't cost you anything more.
You see me through this?
But it does benefit us to make more videos. So if you're wanting to help us, please bookmark elitecosplay.com/Amazon and make your purchases for cosplay-related
just
items.
Do it. Just do it.
Or non-cosplay, any related item. You can also go to elitecosplay.com/shop. Check out this.
Or cosplayshirts.com. That is also pointed
out. Or cosplayshirts.com. You can get this beauty on Sasha back here, that you sleep so repeat. We also have a cosplay t-shirt. We'll also have other things coming soon that we're excited about. Definitely check it out. Elitecosplay.com/shop. People seem to be really liking our shirts, so I'm happy that they are satisfied.
You're happy that they're satisfied.
Yeah, well, you know, you get a little paranoid, like, oh god, everybody's gonna hate me or something. I don't know.
I live that life.
Do you think that, or everybody hates you?
Yeah, everyone hates me now.
No. Everybody loves you.
No, yeah.
Especially Max.
The paranoid. Yo, Max and I are in love with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need each other.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh. I forgot to tell you this. I'm going to tell you on air, even though we talked about it last week. We're almost done with Jessica Jones. I know you were.
I watched that.
You were trying to get us to watch that.
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you finish it?
Did you finish it?
I think so. I'm under the impression that I did. How are you guys doing?
We're on the last episode, so we haven't watched the last one yet. But it's good. I like David Tennant a lot.
I liked how he was basically just like acting like he was when he was doing the doctor. But he's just wearing a purple suit and just evil now.
Well, he's a little more intense. Yeah, like more, yeah.
I liked
like
it.
More
no, than he was perfect.
Yeah.
I think he was really weird.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. That was it. Sorry, I had to tell Rebecca.
It's okay.
Because she talked about it, so.
I did?
Excellent.
You did.
Once upon a time.
And he has my name, so it's all that matters.
Right, his name's Kevin. It's important.
Kevin, what's his
Thompson?
Last name?
Thompson.
Something really basic.
Yeah, it was Thompson.
Is that why he changed his name to Kilgrave? Because he was like, my name.
Yeah, I'm so boring.
I looked up my name in the library database, and there was like 10 of us, and I was like, bitches.
Well, Clark is a popular one.
Yeah, I know.
10 Holly Clarks?
Yeah, in the King County Library System.
God.
And there's also a Holly Clark at my hair salon, so when I call, I have to be like, I'm the one with the middle initial blank. And she's like, oh, gotcha.
Because
the other one just has Holly Clark. She got dibs on the HC before I did.
Oh, there's two clients?
Yeah. Me and someone else.
Oh, I thought you were calling someone that worked there named Holly Clark. And you had to tell her, I'm not the one that works here. That's you. I'm the one that's making the appointment.
I like to make an appointment with myself.
Wait, I got confused. I mean, with you, but I'm me and you're you. Okay. That's fun.
I remember, like, when I was a receptionist, and I'd have to call someone named Holly.
Yeah.
It would get really complicated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, hi, Holly, it's Holly.
You've heard me do that with other Kevin calls whenever I make calls.
I think so, but you're super awkward.
Oh, because it's weird. It's so weird to say, hi, this is Kevin. I'm looking for Kevin. This is Kevin.
Just pretend like you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
It's just insanity.
It's getting more awkward.
It's like you think they're going to think you're weird because you just happen to have the same name or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just throws me off.
Kevin doesn't really leave voicemails for his work anymore because he changed jobs, but he used to leave voicemails all the time, and since I'm home a lot, I would have to listen to these voicemails. And sometimes they go really smoothly, like, hi, this is Kevin from blank. I'm just calling about this, blah, blah, blah. Call me back. And sometimes he would just, like, get too
caught
in his head.
Myself, yeah.
He'd be like, hi, this is Kevin from blank. I'm calling about this problem. If you could call me back at blank, blah, blank, it's about this problem. I'll be here till him. Just call me back at blank, blank, blank about problem blank. Like, he would, like, say the same thing over and over again, but, like, in different ways.
But
and
that's
then,
how I do it in my head.
And then he'd hang up and go, God damn it.
Hey, some do have the button that you can push to delete and try again.
I don't think he ever did, though. I tried once. Because that would take too much time.
It would.
You just do it over and over again.
Damn it. Just hang up. They got it. They got the message across.
I don't know.
Voicemail.
I think voicemail is easier.
Phone talking in general.
It's a upsetting.
Problem for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem is.
I used to not have a problem.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, do they have like a chat support online? Because I'm not going
to. I can meet up with someone in person that I've never seen before and have a horribly awkward conversation. But if I have to call them on the phone, it's not going to happen. No, it's just not going
to
happen.
It's because texting is too prevalent nowadays. It's too easy to just leave a... Because sometimes you just need an answer, just like a yes or no. And then texting is just like...
Yes or no.
Do they check it? No. You can bug someone and they'll answer and they'll be like, what?
I don't know.
Can you do this for me?
My life doesn't really yield too many, like, I need the answer right now. You know.
We've realized just how ridiculous we are.
Yeah. I think you're too mellow about stuff. If you need to be, you need to turn up the intensity a little bit. You start calling more people.
Oh.
Well, I did turn up the intensity in an email this past week, and then that person
capital letters.
And then no, and oh. then that person felt bad, and then I felt bad for making them feel shouldn't. Bad.
No. That has
it's very
nothing.
Complicated situation.
Two people felt bad.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, God. You just weren't reacting to my emails. I had to turn it up a notch.
It's okay to be stern. You can't baby everybody.
It's hard. And in a lot of emails, like for Elite Cosplay, sometimes I put like exclamation points or smiley faces because I'm like, this sounds like really like blah, blah, blah.
You have to get more casual if it's appropriate.
If it's appropriate. Yeah. I have to.
I think our website's more casual, so we can probably do that. But yeah, obviously at work, when I write work emails at my real work, I'm not like la 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 la. I'm just like yes, no. blank. Like
is I that wrote, how you write personally?
I wrote an angry email at my work. Actually, I was home and I wrote it through my work email yesterday, and I was very stern and I was like, "This is not happening."
This is what you'll get.
Yes, I was like, "This is what's happening." Period. Blah 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 blah. Period.
Yes.
Here's the file. Period.
Don't be afraid to talk to people on the phone, though. Get to the point across
faster. I don't
know
this person's number, though. I know. And I don't think they were there.
No, I know. There are times.
Don't have a number.
I prefer.
They don't have a phone.
No number.
I can't call them.
You know.
I prefer phone. If it's something...
Oh, I can't do it.
If it's something that I have to explain to someone, it's some... Like, I could type, like, a 5-paragraph thing that I can explain in, like, a photo or, like, just be like, do you see that thing? Click it.
When you got wanted to get your nose piercing, though, you called all those tattoo places, no problem. You were like, do you do the service? No?
Every once in a while. What is it? Once you do the first phone call, I can make others.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's...
It's breaking the ice for me. But, I really wanted to mess up my face. I was really into it.
Yeah, if you want it badly enough, you don't care anymore.
Looks good.
Yeah.
It does
look good. I like it a lot.
Yeah. That's super cute.
Where'd you get it done?
I got it done at Slave to the Needle in Ballard.
Go to Ballard. Slave to the Needle.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no reason not to be nice, but sometimes not like awkward nice. It's kind of it's just
casual nice. Yeah.
And I get kind of intimidated when I go in places. I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, I don't know. I get weirded out.
Yeah.
You want a hole punched in your nose? Okay.
It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah.
I always underestimate myself, but
you shouldn't, Rebecca. You're a great human.
I know. One day
you'll realize that when you're 75.
Yes,
that's your year.
Wait for it.
Calling it. You got anything else for me
this week? We were gonna talk about that YouTube thing, I guess.
I'm over it now.
You're over it now.
Oh, I want to know if anyone listening to this went to, because this is gonna be after the fact, went to ALA this year. It's going on as we're talking right now. Let us know how it was. It's at the new
Ontario Airport,
Ontario, Canada,
Ontario, California Convention Center.
Yes.
Which is what, like,
in Canada.
It is Ontario, CA. Like, how do... Shit's gotta get confusing, right?
Yeah, in the like, mail system.
When you're... Well, the zip code, I think, would be...
Nah.
Like, I'm Those talking about, like, anything. When you're putting weather in your phone, and you're like, Ontario, CA.
Yeah, but Ontario, Canada is the bigger...
Is the big thing. You do Toronto, I know. Yeah, let us know how it was. I'm genuinely curious. I've seen.
Call them on the phone.
Yeah, call, and I'll go.
Give me a description of your convention moment. Look around your desk and tell me.
Call in.
We should just make a voicemail and be like, "Hello, Rouge Lee Cosplay. You're calling about Anime Los Angeles.
Please press one.
Do you want that? We can do that. It's really easy.
Like how when you call like Borders back in the day, it would like give you the spiel at the beginning.
Yeah.
So our let us know.
Our XYZ. Yes. Anyway, yes.
And then people still would bypass the system and go, "What time you close?"
Yeah, I just push 0000000 yeah, until it gets irritated with me. Okay, we're gonna connect you to the customer service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the people thing was pretty bad?
Do you think the people not if you're calling a business, but if you're calling Comcast or something, and you do the 000 thing? I'm sorry, I meant not a brick and mortar.
Business. Comcast, where it's just kind of mystical.
Well, you're calling customer support. Yeah. And you hit the 000 just to get to somewhere. Do you think they know that you did that? The person that answers the phone.
No.
Do you think they're you bypassed the whole thing?
No.
No.
No. The phone system we have at work doesn't tell you.
Yeah, when I worked for the Gene Juarez, you would get a call and it would be call for Tacoma. And then you'd be I know where you are. I know which one you want.
Yeah.
So it informs you of information.
Hmm.
But this one would be
they wouldn't talk to me.
It would be call for general support, probably, or something like that. Because if you're more specified, right, it would take you to the other person.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't design phone systems. That's not my job.
Well, you should.
I don't get paid enough for that.
No.
How about that?
Absolutely not.
I don't talk to robots.
Yes. Unacceptable.
Nope.
Kevin does all... What were you trying to say the other day? Internet connection or something. And it was what?
Really? Those are getting better, though. I remember back when my dad would try to get his stock information over the phone. And he would always
give the three letter code.
And he would drive, we'd be always when I was driving me to school, to high school. And so every morning he would be screaming into his car phone. It was the car phone. So it was also, that was part of
NASDAQ.
The issue.
NASDAQ.
Always. Just same things. I would just start yelling into the phone. We just
MSFT.
Yeah, we'd never get anywhere. That's what I remember, so.
That's your high school memories.
Yeah.
Dad yelling for the stock information.
Every morning. Without fail.
Now we have Siri to yell at. I'm sure she's a lot better at it than we are.
Oh, right.
But she'll get pissed off and won't talk to you anymore.
Really?
Yeah, she'll go goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
I think if you click away and then start over again, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
But Kevin was trying something that didn't exist yet, but he didn't know it didn't exist on Siri. So he's like, "Hey Siri, I just had an egg sandwich." And she was like, "Okay, ? What do you need?"
What were you trying to do?
Well, so someone...
There's this thing that they want, that someone wants Apple to implement.
Mm-hmm.
This is just an idea. So you can enter your food into one of the apps, so you can track your calories.
Yeah.
So he thought it would be cool if you could be like, "Hey Siri, I just ate blank." And Siri would go, "Okay," and insert that information for you into the food calculator app or whatever.
Oh, that doesn't seem that difficult.
So then she would go, "Okay, you have 1,200 calories left for today," or something like that. So Kevin was like, "I wonder if she does that." Did it, and it didn't work. Siri was very confused.
Do you not have the app?
No, it doesn't exist.
Oh.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. It doesn't even seem that complicated.
No, because
the phone is already witch.
She can already tell you how many calories.
So why couldn't it do that?
You can say how many calories are in a banana, and she can tell you that answer already. So, how hard is it? Try it if you wish, but it's there. Because it just uses...
Well, do you need the...
"Hey, Siri."
"Sorry, Dad. I didn't get..."
Oh, yeah, she calls me Dad. Have I talked about that on
air? Yeah,
okay.
I don't remember you talking about that.
No, I'm drooling now.
Go on.
Okay. How many calories in a bear claw?
I was going to buy bear claws, but then I didn't.
God damn it.
On that.
How many calories in a bear claw in the Bible?
Calories in a bear claw. I was in the Bible.
Rebecca!
Well, what's the answer?
Well, in the Bible, it didn't. It lost track.
There's no bear claws in the Bible? Well, now we know that. There's no bear claws in the Bible.
That's why they had such good physiques back then. There were no bear claws. Okay.
I know, yeah. It's not
have
like...
you gone to that? Okay, so Rebecca, for those who don't know, has been on the hunt for a bear claw. Which
I was
going
to stop by there this morning.
Which is basically like a donut, right? Kind of?
Well, it's almond. It's traditionally almond, like kind of marzipan-y kind of paste, but I don't know if that's actually what they use.
But it's kind of like fluffy like a donut,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then it's... They wrap it up and then they cut it like a claw, and it's covered in slivered almonds. But you can have, there's like a bunch of other flavors of them.
And she finally found a bakery that's literally down
within a block
of her apartment.
And I haven't made it.
She found it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Haven't made it yet.
And she still hasn't gone.
Haven't quite made it.
You don't want the bear claw enough.
I was going to go today, but then I didn't. Oh, I ran out of time.
What time did they close? You could probably go after here.
I just
to get here, I think is what you're saying.
No, I know what she's saying, but I was saying she could leave here and then go get it.
4 today.
Because we don't live that far away from Rebecca. So.
No, it could all happen.
Yeah. You walk in and they're like, sorry, we just sold our last one.
And then burn the place to the ground.
You would never go there again because a block away is too much.
It's too much for me.
It's too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
All right.
I'm done.
You're done?
I think so. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Our live podcast was very successful, by the way. Thank you for coming to that.
Our what now?
Our live podcast that we did a couple weeks ago.
The party one.
Yeah, the party with the spillage.
It was really popular. Yes. Oh my god.
Everybody loves you.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, thank you for joining us for Elite Cosplay Podcast. You can go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon to help support us, or you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and get a really badass t-shirt. I will see you guys next time.
Oh, and email me.
Oh yeah, email Rebecca@elitecosplay.com. She'll be looking forward to it, I promise. She'll text me every day and be like, Holly, what's the status?
Okay. Thank you, everybody.